that beautiful psalm, I used to think, yeah, the mountains are beautiful and they remind us of God. Commentators tell us that that was a parody of what happened because the people, the Hebrew people, had gone astray and were hiding Ashtaroths or little statues up in the hills. And they looked up to the hills like the hills had some kind of strength and power. And he says, no, the Lord, your God, has your strength and your power. And then the beautiful psalmist goes on to say how great it is that God watches over every footstep, every stumble we make, and loves and cares about us. Thank you for that. Connie's a good friend of Alan Pechter, who in addition to being the conductor of the Santa Clarita Master Chorale, is also a Presbyterian choral director at San Pedro Press, and a good guy. I had to do a short stint there, and I worked with him and loved it. Scripture for today is found in two places in the Gospel, both in the Gospel of Luke and in the Gospel of Matthew. First Luke 8, 1 through 3. Soon afterward, he, Jesus, went on through the cities and villages, proclaiming and bringing the good news of the kingdom of God. The 12 were with him, as well as some women who had been cured of evil spirits and infirmities. Mary, called Magdalene, from whom the 7 demons had gone out, and Joanna, the wife of Herod's steward Chuza, and Susanna, and many others who provided for them out of their resources. And then in Matthew 27, beginning with verse 55, many women were also there at Golgotha, looking on from a distance. They had followed Jesus from Galilee and had provided for him. Among them were Mary Magdalene, and Mary, the mother of James and Joseph, and the mother of the sons of Zebedee. May God bless the reading of his word.
Oh, this place, this Golgotha, this hill of crucifixion, this is a place of misery. This is a place of heartache. Jesus, look what they've done to you, those nails. How can they do this to you? You are not a criminal. You never hurt anyone. All you ever wanted to do was to help the people who others had turned away from or had forgotten. Oh, Jesus, how could they do this? If they needed someone to vouch for you, why didn't they come to us? Those of us who walked with you, who saw firsthand what you did, why didn't they ask us? Jesus, maybe we could have saved you. They had asked me, I would have told them that you changed my life. Seven demons. Jesus, they say I had 7 demons within me that you cast out. Some people say I'm still a little crazy because I wander around the countryside following you and the disciples, giving you money to live on. They say I'm crazy. People can be so cruel. Oh, but Jesus, I don't need to tell you that, do I? Look at you. Look at what they've done. If only they had talked to us, Lord. If only. Maybe it could have been a little different. Maybe things would have been changed. When I first met you, Jesus, I was just a headstrong girl from a tough working class town by the Sea of Galilee. In Magdala, if you weren't tough, somebody was going to step on you, and I was not going to be taken advantage of. No, I was going to be in control. Yeah. I was going to be the one in control. Maybe that was part of my demons at work. I don't know. It's funny, Jesus. It seems that sometimes when you try to take strong control of your life, that's when your life spins the most out of control all around you. I don't know. I didn't have very many real friends. I mean, sure, there are people that I know that I call my friends, but those people don't really know me. They don't see inside of me. And maybe it's partly my demons who keep them at their distance too. Jesus, why is it that sometimes when all we want is to be loved and accepted, that's when we say the very thing that pushes people away from us? And makes it so hard for them to love us. I don't know, Jesus, I just don't understand sometimes why we can't just be ourselves. Why do we have to wear these masks all the time? Why can't we just say, I am hurting? Jesus, how did you know me? Even from the very first moment you laid eyes on me, you knew who I was. I remember the way you looked at me. Not the way other men look at me. But you had those kind and gentle eyes. It was as if you could see everything that was going on inside of me. And you just understood. You never made light of me. You never expected the worst from me, and you never made me feel less than. You accepted me. You listened to me. You helped me to be the person that I really want to be. You helped me not to be that woman who is short of temper, but someone who wants to help out of a sense of pure joy, not just out of obligation. Jesus, you made me love life, not just be that person who dreads each new day's disappointments and disasters. Jesus, you saw me for the person that I am. And you made me okay. And it wasn't just me. No, it was so many women. I can't think of a single woman that met you that didn't feel so encouraged by your acceptance and your compassion. I remember a woman who had been hemorrhaging for years and years. She was unclean. No one could approach her. She wasn't even allowed to go near the temple. All that woman wanted, Jesus, was to reach out and touch the hem of your cloak. And when she finally got close enough to touch it, you didn't scold her. You turned to her and you said, woman, your faith has made you well. And she was. The bleeding stopped and she was set free. And Jesus, do you remember the woman who had for so many years been bent and broken by that demon within her, For 18 years she suffered. You walked past her and you saw her. And you said, "Woman, you are set free. Be well." And you took her by the shoulders. You laid your hands there. And she started to stretch and straighten. And she stood as tall as could be, just praising God. That was when the leaders of the synagogue started to chastise you, Jesus, because you did that on the Sabbath. Jesus, we know that the Sabbath is important. But you taught us that people, even we women, are even more important than keeping the Sabbath. You taught us so many things, Jesus. You brought light to our world, things that we had never understood before. But it was all of that caring for the sick and healing of the demon-possessed on the Sabbath that, Jesus, it has cost you so dearly. They said that you can't teach on the Sabbath. You can't work on the Sabbath. But why can't they understand what you have been saying, Jesus? Why can't they know this? Do you remember a day, Jesus, when the scribes and the Pharisees were leading a woman out of the city? They were going to stone her because she had been accused of adultery. "It is the law," they said. "A woman who has been caught in adultery must be removed from the community." But you stopped them, Jesus, and you invited the one who was without sin to cast that first stone. They just stood there. I think they must have been embarrassed. And all that time, as they were slinking away, you were kneeling down writing with your finger in the sand. I always wondered, Jesus, what were you writing? Was it their names and a list of their sins? And then you stood and you approached the woman and you said, "Where are your accusers? Has no one condemned you?" She said, "No one." And Jesus, you said, "Neither do I condemn you. Go your way. Sin no more." Jesus, you didn't just give that woman a second chance. No, you gave her her life back. No one had ever spoken to her as if she was a person worthy of respect. No one ever cared for her like that. But the day that you stood up for her was the day that you gave her the strength to be the person that you saw her to be. You did that for her, Jesus. You made her okay. So is it any wonder at all that so many of us women have followed you around, Lord, have followed with your disciples? Because you gave us hope, Jesus. You made us okay. You set us free. And so that's why so many of us are here, Jesus, at the foot of your cross. We don't care if the authorities recognize us. It doesn't matter. All that really matters, Jesus, is that we want to be here for you the way that you are always there for us. Love us and to care for us. This is all we want to do, is be here for you. Oh, but Jesus, it grieves us to see you hanging there, so tortured, so fragile, so broken. Jesus, you gave us the hope that we needed to live our lives. I just don't understand. God, where are you in all of this? Why does it have to be like this? Jesus, I don't know if you can hear me. I know your pain is excruciating. But I just want you to know how much I appreciate everything you have done for my life. Everything you have done for me. Jesus, I'll never forget you. And I'll never let the others forget you either. I love you, Jesus.